greetings to the beginning of our Holy Name Festival. Today is a good day because there are not so many devotees here. That gives a little more room for moving around. And the purpose of this festival is to give everyone a little chance to fully absorb themselves in chanting Hare Krishna. And also build up some further spiritual strength for upcoming marathon. In Hungary, this is going to be the 20th year of our 20th, it's going to be the 20th marathon. Hopefully it will be the best. And the secret for all Vaishnavas in terms of chanting Hare Krishna is to be attentive. When we're attentive to the sound vibration of the holy name, then it's able to go into our ears, into the inner ear, not the inner physical ear, but the spiritual ear. In order to really have the sound vibration of Krishna's name touch our souls, it requires that we actually pay attention to it. Being attentive to the holy name is what opens the inner ear. Or conversely, opening the inner ear means that you're attentive. And when we're not attentive, then the sound vibration goes into our physical being, but it has much less and slower result. And similarly, the tongue is the main sense, at least amongst the five, it's the main, and then above that is the mind. So if the mind concentrates on Krishna's holy name, then the name that you make actually also becomes Krishna's holy name. It will also come from your inner tongue. It will come from the tongue of the soul. So hearing and chanting on the spiritual platform begins with being attentive. And then from there, automatically, so many other things come. And attentiveness is not just something that we do when we're chanting Hare Krishna. If you're not attentive when you're distributing books, you get on the mental platform. And from the mental platform, you get onto the sensual platform. So attention is something that we're meant to be doing 24 hours a day. And that is the real motor of sadhana. Doesn't mean just sitting in class or getting up for Mangal Arati or chanting Hare Krishna. It means constantly making an effort to be attentive to these activities. Otherwise, those activities don't really come into the realm of sadhana. You may get up for Mangal Arati for 100 lifetimes, but if you're not there, then you won't actually be there. Then you don't really get up. So, this is all called sadhana abhas. This is just a shadow of sadhana. And real sadhana begins when it's actually done with great attention. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Raghunath Das Goswami, he's given us the example of a sadhaka. Not just because of the austerities that he performed, but because of his absorption in his devotional activities. So there are so many things in the mind, but this is the opportunity to just really let them go. Association of Vaishnavas and Radha Shyam Sundar, and we chant Hare Krishna. Also so many other incarnations, forms of the Lord are here. They all live here in Yuvajadam, and they all chant Hare Krishna. Including Radha Shyam Sundar, they also chant Hare Krishna. I think it was just the other day when we were having this telephone conference, the devotees were asking what what is the Shastra in which the holy name is mentioned, and when did it first appear? So the holy name, doesn't appear, and it is in Shastra, it's Kali Santara Upanishad, and also mentioned elsewhere, but that's not of such relevance. Hare Krishna, we call it the Maha Mantra. That's because if something isn't a mantra, it's not considered to be bona fide. But it's not really a, it's not a mantra like you think some mantra of purification. It is actually the Golokira Pranadhana. It is the wealth of Goloka Vrindavan. It's no different than Krishna. It's the eternal song. Sometimes people have this concept of an eternal song. This is the eternal song. And it's what comes out from the heart of those who spontaneously love Krishna. Automatically. So it's like if people say, oh, I love Krishna, then they should be chanting Hare Krishna. And usually mantras are associated with rituals and sacrifices and purification and some Vedic process. And so that for the sake of acceptability, then Hare Krishna is also comes in the category of Maha Mantra. Just like Krishna and Balaram are listed amongst the incarnations in Srimad Bhagavatam. Or sometimes it's said that Krishna is an incarnation of Sri Yaksha Krishna. But Krishna is neither an incarnation nor an expansion, he's Swayam Bhagavan. So Maha Mantra actually means that this is the origin, this is where all other sound comes from. And simply by having a pure connection with that sound vibration, then we are automatically in touch with Krishna. Anyway, so let's try to chant Hare Krishna nicely and with attention. I'm going to go take a Radha Damodar, and devotees stay here. Madhava Prabhu will sing till 11. Madhava will sing Krishna Bharati Maharaj and Krishna Bharati Maharaj will come. And then we'll take prasadam. Those devotees who don't take rest after prasadam, they can keep chanting. And otherwise, we'll officially continue chanting around 4 o'clock until a reasonable hour, say around 10 o'clock tonight. Otherwise, we won't be able to start on time tomorrow. And then tomorrow, then possibly we can go later. Sri Harinam Prabhu Ki.